Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CARUSEL Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Promoter and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on CARUSEL Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. I hope everyone had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which we have posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I'm accompanied by our CFO and COO, Mr. Anand Sharma, and SGA Investor Relations Advisor on this call today. Allow me to begin by providing you with some key economic updates. India has substantial advantages over the rest of the world due to political stability, a strong domestic consumption-based economy, and a robust regulatory environment for the financial sector. The global economy is widely impacted by the prolonged Russia and Ukraine war, resulting in supply chain disruptions, significant surge in essential goods prices, and an increase in inflation. Central banks across the world tightening the monetary policy to bring down the accelerated inflation. However, the U.S. economy is now showing signs of recovery, and inflation concerns have significantly eased. The U.S. and U.K. have faced the most challenging time, but we foresee the second quarter marking the beginning of the growth momentum in the region for our products. Furthermore, it is imperative that we closely monitor the situation in Europe. Few countries within the region, for example, France, are currently facing significant inflationary pressures. It is expected to continue for the next two to three quarters. At CARUSEL, we constantly focus on expanding our market penetration in our market geographies like U.K., U.S., and Europe. Our marquee clients such as Krausz, Kerrang, Grupo IKEA, etc., have helped us gain major market share and strengthen our position across geographies. We are also tapping new and emerging markets like GCC, Turkey, through our overseas subsidiaries. Let me give you an update regarding the current quarter. The quarter gone by has started witnessing good order inflow from our customers across the U.S., U.K., and others. As we discussed during our last earnings call in May 2023, we successfully implemented the SAP ERP system in the company. However, the production and sales were operating at a lower scale compared to the normal capabilities in April 2023. This has resulted in a shortfall in revenue of rupees 8 crore-10 crore in the current quarter. Sorry, it is about 15 crore in the current quarter. We are confident to recoup the revenue losses coming quarters owing to decent order booking and increased capacity utilization. Besides, it is important to mention that parts of Gujarat also faced a cyclone in June 2023. The cyclone disrupted port operation in the final week of the month, causing a slight impact on our revenue on dispatches. As we stated earlier, we have created a dedicated team in different verticals in the domestic market. As part of our ongoing B2B strategy, we are improving our touchpoint with developers and architects and increasing our penetration in the domestic market. Our dealer network has grown over 3,200, and we are collaborating closely with our dealers with various schemes to increase domestic sales. We firmly believe that the next leg of growth will be driven by expansion. In order to achieve the stated objective, we have acquired additional land parcels measuring 43,379 square meters. This will lead to a cumulative land bank of the company of 1.03 lakh square meters for our future growth. Let's discuss the performance of each segment individually. Quartz segment: global markets have initiated updates of their orders. We foresee the growth momentum to persist robustly in the forthcoming quarters. Our capacity utilization of the quarter is 60%. We are now targeting around 80% by the year end, thanks to all the new addition of new customers. Steel sink segment. We are pleased to inform that we have installed additional 90,000 units production capacity, which will volumes delivered from quarter three onwards, bringing our total annual capacity to 180,000 units. This category will be driven by a mix of quadro and other stainless steel and PVD products. We are uniquely positioned as the main manufacturer of PVD and special sinks in India. When it comes to the technology, it provides improvement in coating, life aesthetic, and the technology of the manufacturing. Additionally, we have observed an increase in demand of PVD sinks in export markets also. Appliances faucet segment, the growing preference of modular kitchens coupled with affluent household aspiration of creating a smarter home will result in higher sales in the smart kitchen appliances category. The domestic build in the kitchen appliance market is underpenetrated, which gives a lot of confidence that this segment will drive our business. The expansion of 1 lakh units each in two phases will include the primarily fast-moving chimney hood models and other appliances facing some delays in the procurement of machineries, and hence our first phase expected to commence in H2 FY24. Also, we have started the assembly line of the faucet division during the quarter. The full flare production faucets will be expected to start from H2 FY24. In cooperation of WOS, in the previous quarter, we incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary, the name of Carousel FZ, in Dubai to cater the GCC region. We commenced operations this quarter. We wish to promote sales in the region under our own brand Carousel. We shall be opening showroom in Dubai in a very prominent location on Sheikh Zayed Road from October 2023. Furthermore, we are also proud to announce the establishing a whole own subsidiary in Turkey, which is one of the most emerging markets in the world for home improvement products. The primary objective of establishing such is to sell products under our own brand of sinks and appliances. We intend to leverage our brand and solid products to expand new markets, thereby capturing market share. Outlook for FY24. We would like to reiterate that the Europe Plus One strategy has already started playing out. Customers are looking for more quality products at a better price, reducing their dependency on a single vendor. As all you know, last year we witnessed consumption slowdown and destocking of the inventories in our major export territories, and hence the capacity utilization was reduced. As the global economy reviving, we have increased capacity utilization and will increase further in the coming months. Post quarter three, we will be in a better position to relook at our pending capacity expansion of the port sinks of 200,000 sinks. China Plus One and Europe Plus One strategies have grown dramatically in our steel sink division also. The starting supply of steel sinks to our UK subsidiaries, Grohe, Germany and other exports markets. In appliances division, we will get better domestic share once we have our in-house manufacturing capacity ready in H2 FY24. We wish to reiterate that we have to plan to achieve revenue of 1,000 crores by FY25 to support this. We think, along with our dominant position in the quad sink division, we see steel sinks, faucets, appliances will also play a very large pivotal role. Now, I would like to call our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, to update you on the company's financial performance. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company. Quarter 1 FY24 performance. Sales volume for quartz sink stood at 104,000 units. Stainless steel sink stood at 20,000 units. Kitchen appliance and faucet total stood to 9,000 units at Q1 FY24. Consolidated total income stood at 142.80 crore. EBITDA for the company stood at 27.4 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 26.5 crore in Q4 FY23, growth of margin 3.3%. Profit after tax and MIE for the quarter stood at 11.6 crore in Q1 FY24. Thank you. Now I open the floor for question and answers. Over to the operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The first question is on the line of Ashwini Damani from Ratnavali. Please go ahead.
Sir, a couple of questions. Did we just say that we will do 80% utilization for FY24 in the quad sync segment? And this is up from 60% currently. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Sir, have we won any major new orders? Because this would mean a major jump in the orders booking on some new customers.
Yeah, so I think the current quarter booking was at that. Unfortunately, due to the SAP implementation, we had to, we were not able to dispatch the larger quantity of 60,000 things. From quarter two onwards, we are targeting 60,000 things, which would be about 60% plus. And we had several breakthroughs in our new customer base, which is giving us confidence that on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the utilization of the current capacity is going to jump from 60 to 70 and then 80%.
Sure, sir. On the SAP implementation, normally when companies work on parallel ERP systems, they always have teething issues, but this is for the first time that we ever heard that someone has forgone sales while implementing SAP. So can you just explain what happened and how could we have resolved it, etc.?
Yeah, one thing. I'll just give you my CFO who was heading this ERP project or SAP, Mr. Anand Sharma. You can reply to the question.
So this SAP, we have put a cutoff date of the financial year because running a parallel ERP system create a lot of hiccup and voluminous job for the team to do, and it always happens that you don't get confidence on new system if you run something parallel. So we have consciously decided that with the end of financial year 2023, we will move to the SAP state from the day one. Based on that, we have migrated from our legacy software to the SAP from the 1st of April itself. This has given us the clear cutoff date and it has helped us to build our system within few weeks time. If we go on the parallel system, it takes a month together. If you,
I understand that, but did we forego sales just to implement SAP?
It's not a forego of the sales. It is only we are not able to, utilize the capacity during that period, and it's only a teething problem. It's not something that we could not able to do anything. It is just a number of transactions we able to execute in the legacy software and the number of transactions we able to do in that SAP period is less. It's not that we forego the sales. It is only spillover, the impact of which we will see the quarter two. It's not a loss of sales. It is just a spillover over the quarter.
Thank you, sir. Sir, one more question, sir. Across our presentations, we mentioned that we are one of the four players who make quad sync using shock technology. We wanted to understand if there are any other technologies apart from shock, and are those, do major players in the world also use non-shock quad sync? Especially, do they sell those sinks to, say, the IKEA and the Home Depot of the world, the non-shock technology quad sink?
There are other technologies available. Whether they are able to sell it to IKEA and others, I am not aware about it, nor I am in a position to able to tell you, because I honestly don't know. My answer would be, I think it's the chances are very, very less that they could do it. The other technology available are very different than shock, and what our competition has told us that they have failed in a lot of quality criteria, and which what happens is that if you have a bad sink and it fails or cracks, you have to change the whole countertop. That's a lot of loss to the person at the kitchen. So that's why you have more people trying to have a good quality sink, so they don't have to break the platform just in case if there is any quality problems.
Understand, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the question. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So just firstly, one follow-up. You said that the sales loss was 16,000 in last quarter, which is spillover in Q2. Is that understanding correct?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you properly. Can you come again, please?
Yeah, so you mentioned that in terms of number of sinks, we could not deliver 16,000 sinks, 16 in Q1. So does that imply that there will be spillover in Q2?
No, that was not. The approximate loss of sales was approximately around 15 crores for quarter one.
Okay, so what would that translate into your God Sync business, the numbers?
That would be approximately 15 crores is around 30,000 numbers.
Okay, sir. And so we have seen, you know, like gross profit margin improving for the quarter and console basis, that is what I'm referring to, on a sequential basis. So
yeah.
What were the cost that went down during the quarter? And even though we had a lower utilization, our GP is fairly higher. So what would that attribute to?
So in my last call also, I had mentioned that I think it's the whole supply chain cycle is in our favor. During the COVID time, the freight cost, input cost, energy cost, everything had gone off the roof. Now everything has come back to normal, and which we were quite, we were smart enough not to pass the whole benefit to the customers. So we could retain the majority part to us, and we could only pass a small portion to the customers. Hence, we are able to see the improvement in the bottom line.
Okay, sir. And so for 25, when you say that you are confident of achieving 1,000 crore revenue, could you, give us a split that what will be your COT, stainless steel, solid surfaces, your TAF factory that you acquired, and the UK business sales?
So I think, very honestly, there will be a large question, but I think later on after the call, you can contact us and we'll be able to give you that. But I can tell you broadly what it is. You see, what we are doing is, and I think that we probably answer some other investor call questions too, that right now we are expecting to hit the run rate or anywhere between 720 to 750 crores run rate, annual run rate. Order booking for the quarter one also was like that, but due to the SAP dispatches, there was issue, and due to the the cyclone and all.
Right.
So, but from quarter two onward, we'll be hitting that rate of 700 to 750. While I say this, the current breakup will be approximately the same, which we will send it to you, which we are seeing on the investor presentation. So that will be the presentation, that will be the breakup for that. Further, the company is exploring other M&A opportunities, and hence incremental growth, what it comes next year, will be based on the organic growth of our current business and a mix of M&A.
Okay. Understood, sir. And just lastly, the land that we have procured, I believe that this will not be for the 2 lakh things that we have deferred, right? Because for that, we already had capacity.
Right.
And the land availability. So this is for which project, or this is just, you know, you are keeping it ready for any of the future newer products, or what is the idea behind it?
So what we have in future, expecting that once we are able to prove with this 1,000 crore sale next year, what is coming in next? So we have a lot of new opportunities. We have a lot of new expansion plans. We may get some more large breakthroughs in the kitchen sinks segment itself. Not necessarily quad, but steel too. It could be a mix of quads and steel sinks, since I've been mentioning that we have got large breakthroughs. And hence, we are looking at a very strong order booking of the company. So this may again happen next year. We are also looking at future for expansion of the ceramic products in the company. We are also looking at expansion of our faucet and our built-in appliance space. So with all this together, we were kind of falling short on the land bank, and we were able to get at a good price. So I think we found it very imperative that we buy this land for future expansion.
Okay, sir. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedic from Monarch Network. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question would be, I just wanted to understand whether we witnessing any industry shift from quad sinks to stainless sink?
Quad sinks, stainless.
Sorry, Adnan.
Industry shifting from quads to stainless, or stainless to quads?
From quads to stainless, because we saw, as we see in our results, we saw decline in quartz revenue for the quarter, and also we saw it in the Q4 also. And as we are more dependent on exports, and we can see the Europe situation is getting worse again day by day. So is there any shift which we are seeing?
Yeah, so I would also like to state it again, which I've been saying in the last 3 investor calls quarters, that there was a big stocking from the customer's end. There was a deep stocking taking place during the COVID times. Our customers had placed large orders. Then there was a revenge travel. There were lots of, lots of other priorities and home improvement. So based on the larger lead time, there was a lot of stocking, which we were expecting the destocking over by quarter four, which I clarified in the last call, it will go to the quarter one. So I think we are back now. The quad sinks is the most important part of our business, and the fundamentals of a quad sink business globally stays as it is. It's very strong. Quad sinks are 100% the next future.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question would be, this year in FY24, how much do we expect in terms of revenue for quad sinks? How much growth can we expect for FY24?
Well, for the current year. So I think current year we are expecting approximately, we are looking at around 330 to 350 crore of quartz.
How much?
330 to 350 crores exports of quartz kitchen sinks.
Okay, sir, that's it.
Thank you. Before taking the next question, I'd like to remind the participants to limit your question to two per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-up. Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chirag Feluke from Ratnatraya. Please go ahead. Chirag, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with the question.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. Just three questions, sir. One, can you just guide us for what is the gross debt at the end of this quarter? That would be the first thing.
Yes. So, gross debt at the end of this quarter is 220 crore, which includes working capital, term loan, and acquisition loan, everything putting together.
Understood. Understood. Very clear. And as you had mentioned earlier also, and just to another participant just before me, that the destocking is broadly, towards its end. Can you guide us towards what is the current channel inventory in terms of number of days or months? And I understand it will be just an estimate, but what is your estimate of that right now?
You're talking about estimates
at the customer or the channel end?
Yeah. A customer normally holds an inventory between 60 to 90 days.
And currently, what would that number be?
Yeah, same. So, right now, they have dropped below 90 days. So, they are somewhere around 60 days or somewhere even out of stock with some models. So, there is destocking is almost done.
Understood, sir. Understood. Clear. Very clear. Thank you. The last question is just on the domestic revenue side. And, correct me if I'm wrong or, what is the right way of looking at it if I'm not looking at the right way. Broadly, from June 22 to June 23, if I look at our domestic revenues, they have been in the range of, say, 30 to 35 odd crores. And in the meantime, our domestic dealer base has grown almost 60-70%. Whereas sort of all overall revenues have remained flat. This just seems a little odd, generally speaking, but is this something that I'm missing here, or would love your comments on that?
So last time I answered the same question. Some of the dealers take place at the end of the quarter. So you see the momentum picking up now. So whatever we have increased the dealer network would be quarter three, quarter four. The realization is going to happen now. So when you see because quarter one we had issues with the dispatches and cyclone, but from quarter two you'll be able to see that there is a significant improvement in the sales because of the expansion of dealer network.
Understood. Great. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Tushar Raghatate from Kamakhya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I was just seeing your volumes. So your peak volumes were near to 170,000 in the quartz sink business. And sir, I just wanted to understand, like, when can we reach those volumes and also when we can surpass those going forward. That would be my first question, sir.
Even I am waiting to surpass this volume. I don't have an answer. All right. But I think the good thing is, like I said, company is back on track. We are able to crack some large, we had some breakthroughs with some larger customers. So we are quite hopeful with the rate what we are going. We could from quarter two, quarter three, but very likely from quarter two we will be able to hit that run rate. Yeah. Or very close. Yeah.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, in the domestic business, as per our channel checks in Pune and Mumbai, so we could figure out that many people are not aware of the cot sink per se. They're more aware of stainless steel. So any initiatives from the companies in order to make aware the consumer about the cost of properties and all? And what are we doing in terms of the architects, in order to them to push the product to the push in the sense like make aware the customer about the product?
So let me answer you this question in two. One is overall, we have to do a lot in marketing of doing quartz, 100%. So that's why we are building our marketing team. Number two, is I don't agree with your this thing on Pune, Bombay, yes, but Pune, we have the number one market share in Pune for quartz things, or on the steel thing. My Pan India head is also here. We have the biggest market share also in the building segment in Pune. So Pune, we have been able to do a lot of marketing. People know, mostly everybody know what a quartz sink is. Just 2 days back, I opened up a third gallery in Pune for sinks and appliances. Bombay, as you know, that we have the Bombay sales have been significantly improved over last year. And we have recruited a large team to be camped in Bombay for the B2B, for B2C, to see that we start marketing very aggressively the quartz sinks in Bombay. I think Bombay will take a time, just like any other metro takes more time to understand what it is. The more on the south side, the central side, north side, people are much more easily they get converted to quartz sinks, but Bombay is a little bit tough for anything and stuff. But I'm quite sure with my, I'm very confident with the team, with the pace what they are going, and with the projects which we have already, we have cracked in a lot of new builders projects in Bombay, and we are expanding our dealer network and opening new galleries in Bombay. Between Atria Mall and the Worli, we had a prominent place in Andheri, we opened. So a lot of traction has now come to Bombay. So yes, our efforts are on and it will continue.
Okay, sir. So my last question. You hired a new person for the brassware business. Just wanted to understand what sort of incremental revenue contribution we can get from the new businesses which are entering into. Your thought on that, sir?
So it's a small startup business. The revenue is approximately about 15 crores. So not a very significant revenue to be added. But what it will come is that this technology of this 5-flow or hot water, which is going to have a significant advantage to us for our India and for the global market. Because 5-flow tap is the future in the world. In the same tap, you have a boiling water to make tea, you have sparkling water, so no soda bottles required, drinking water, so no drinking water required. So I think it's an amazing tap, that's the future. And the company thought very prudent to invest in a company at this stage only, where we are able to get a great access to this technology and we can share this technology across all the geographies globally.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you for the answers. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind Desai from True Focus Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. So I wanted to ask, first question is, may I know the split between white label products and branded products and margins for the same?
You want to understand the Granite Sync model?
Branded versus OEM.
Branded versus OEM?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I did not hear you, bro. All our new initiatives are for the B2C. So we would like to sell our brand. So our initiative in Gulf countries, initiative in Turkey, initiative in UK, our initiative in other parts of Europe, our initiatives in Australia, which I'm going next month to open up two galleries in Australia, in Sydney and Melbourne, clearly shows the signs that the company would like to increase the brand, the B2C market share. As of now, yes, it's quite low, but I think the company is going to put emphasize efforts that at least in the next 5 years' time, the company should have a branded market share of at least 30%.
Okay, and may I know the margins for the same, if you can?
Margins, it depends. I think right now the margins are almost the same, whether we do OEM or we do the branding. because right now the cost of marketing is very high. But eventually, I think eventually the play out will be that the branded market, the margins will be higher.
Okay, and for the next question, so you talked about building projects in Pune and stuff like that. So may I know the what are sale numbers and volumes in these segments, and also margins if I can.
Sorry, I'm not able to hear. I'm not able to understand.
You are not audible.
Yeah, not audible. Very clear.
Sorry, am I audible now?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But, so you talked about building projects in rising in Pune and like that. So may I know the sale numbers and volumes for these building projects and if possible their margins?
Yeah. So it will be right now for us. It will be this quarter will be very very tough. But we can probably send you the information to you. So you can get in touch with SGA, our village advisor, and we will send you whatever we have to. Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Jain. Desai, request you to join the queue for any follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Slightly, can you be a bit louder, please?
Yes, sir. Is it fine now?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. And, sir, you mentioned companies looking for the inorganic opportunity. Earlier, I think we were targeting this INR 1000 CR via organic growth. Now we are saying we will go for the inorganic way. So can you please put some color on it, whether I am understanding it correct or not?
We have always said it's going to be a mix of organic and inorganic. The large part is going to be, large part will be organic, but the fillers could be inorganic. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. And sir, whether the top line target for 750 CR for this year is intact or not?
I'm not able to hear you. Sorry. Can you speak slowly, please?
Sir, top line target, I think in last control you mentioned for FY24 was 750 CR kind of revenue. So is it intact?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, we have to start able to hit the run rate of 720 to 750 from quarter two.
And sir, in last phone call, you also mentioned about some innovative products, and you are saying that we will announce those agreements that we are entering into with some other players and put some color on that in the upcoming quarter. So, how the development is going on, sir?
Development is going on very, very strong, and we have within the next quarter or two a big launch of all the innovation products in the ACETEC exhibition in Bombay in the first week of November.
And so you mentioned in the opening remarks about those some problems in, related to inflation going on in the ground. So how it is going to impact our revenues in FY22?
You say inflation in where?
France, I think in the opening remarks you were mentioned that there are some problems going on in France related to inflation.
So I think the world is living with the fact that this is what is happening. The business may go a little bit up and down, but the business is now, people are gradually adapting to the geopolitical situation, the strikes in France, the issues in UK. So I think this is the world what we are going to live in, right? So while the business may go a little bit up and down, but the business we expect still to remain stable. Nothing is going to have a large impact on the business.
And then going forward on the sustainability of the EBITDA margin, so what is our guidance from here? Like costs are also getting reduced due to inflation cooling off. So what is on your view on that?
I also stated earlier that the EBITDA margins are intact. Then with the volume expansion, the margin expansion also is going to happen. I think it's very clear. It's because after the post-COVID, all the cost, freight, input cost, everything has gone down. And I also told a second very major point that most of the clients ask for how much you're going to share with us, but we've been able to retain most of the benefits. And so we are quite hopeful that the margins, that there will be a margin improvement along with the volume expansion.
And so lastly, on acquired land in Bhavnagar. So just to understand, like 6-7 months back also, we made an acquisition. So what exactly is the thought process? Like this time we paid, I think, high amount in square feet terms as compared to the earlier one. So please throw some light on exactly what happened in the last 6 months that led to this additional land acquisition.
We have installed the capacity of the faucets and for the built-in appliances. And we also had expanded the quad sink capacity also. So now we are almost left with not much land. And same time, stainless steel company is also expanding. So expansion is going on across. So we need to have a surplus bank for any of the categories, prospects to expand. Because if we assume that 1,000 crores, if the company plans and is aiming for it next year, then the next level would be a next phase in the company, which obviously we need a lot of land for future expansion.
Thank you. Mr. Goyal, request you to join the queue for any follow-ups as your several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Devika Jain from Ratnabali Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. So I see that we have revised our target.
Can I request you use the handset, please? It's not very clear.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, my question would be with respect to our revised target of rupees 1,000 crores sales by FY25. So in order to reach that target, we need to grow by 30% for the next 2 years. So on what basis have we revised this target? Where will the growth mainly come from? And lastly, do you have any new orders from existing customers or from new customers that is in your pipeline?
So your point well taken. We are in a position right now to hit the annual run rate of 720 to 750 crores a year. With the new clients on board, with the existing clients spurning out more orders to us because of U Plus strategy coming into play, this is going to have a significant impact on the growth for us from quarter two itself. So once we are expecting a strong growth in quarter two, we already go hitting a run rate of 740, 750 crores a year. Then you are talking about 250 crores for the next year. Even if organically if we expand by 10 to 15% and then balance come from any kind of M&A, we are still able to hit the 1,000 crore run rate. So I think we are quite confident that the way we have planned moving forward, there is a lot of substance to it, and I think we will be able to see this from quarter two.
Okay, and so one last question from my end. So on social media, we have observed that the company has started opening a lot of showrooms or galleries, as you may say. And in fact, in the last 3 to 4 months, we've observed that in every 10 to 12 days, we see an announcement. What is your strategy with respect to this? How many showrooms are we targeting by FY24 and 25 end, and what are the costs associated with this?
Yeah, so I think what we have seen that the dealer expansion is great till we have sinks. Once you have a one-stop solution, when you have the sink, faucets and the built-in appliance, and you try to sell it as a one-stop solution, as a complete solution, you need a full gallery. So we have started having new galleries, which has also started giving us the brand visibility in the market. So we have opened more than, I think, about 80 galleries by now. We'll be able to do, we have signed up another 20, so we plan to hit about approximately 100 galleries by end of the year. And domestic market is fundamentally very, very strong. We have great order booking with this new galleries opening and all. There's a great momentum. There's a lot of great vibe, positivity for Carousel, and more people are coming to us. Like Delhi one is such an amazing showroom. Now, just coming to people, Delhi showroom, people want, "Can I get a franchisee of yours?" So I think the domestic market this year, we are looking at a growth rate about 30-40% growth over last year. I think that was one. And what was your second question to domestic market was?
What are the costs that are associated with
Yeah,
this?
So if you know, cost is actually varies from whatever showroom and whatever we do. But mostly what we do is we use a display on a discount, and we take share part in the of the furnishing of the showroom. But the rentals are always with the franchisee, which we don't participate.
Got it. Thank you so much. So that's it from my end.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind the participants to limit their questions to two per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Kunal Ochiramani from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask, what is the store level economics and what is the operational CapEx we do per store and the break-even point after opening the store? Some light on that.
Yeah, so generally all our store ROI is less than three years. So that's how we operate.
Revenue-wise?
Revenue-wise, an average gallery, again, depends upon the square feet, but starting any gallery would do about, clock about at least 8-10 lakhs a month.
And how the EBITDA margins for this? EBITDA and gross margin per store?
It's
all based on the sales margin what we get, because it's a franchisee, it's not our own. So it's incremental sales which is going to give us the ROI.
So it's the same what the domestic EBITDA is?
Yes.
Not different. How much is domestic EBITDA?
What is the operational CapEx that takes you to open a store?
Approximately takes about 20 lakhs.
It depends on the size of the gallery, but on average, it's 15-20 lakhs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from JMP Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, so thanks for the opportunity. So just to understand, the FY 25 vision that you gave, wherein you gave a breakup between 750 and the balance 250, on which, what your expectation is, which is obviously going to be a mix of organic and inorganic growth. So what I wanted to understand that when we operate our plants at the optimum utilization level with the capacities that we have right now, currently, without any CapEx going forward, do you mean to say we can do a peak revenue of 750 crores, or we can do more than that?
So you're only talking about the manufacturing facilities in India, minus the U.K. business. We can, between the quartz thing and the steel plant together, we can do 700 crores.
All right. All right. And if I may ask, I'm not too sure as to how much can you discuss with me on call, but on what direction are we looking out, you know, when we are talking about acquisitions, and typically, what is the value, you know, we are ready to spend on this inorganic acquisition, which, you know, we might see in FY 2025, as per your comment?
So I think it's very, very hard for me, and I don't think that I'm right on state to even talk about it. But what we are seeing is any synergies which we feel it's gonna help the company to take us to the next step or help us to scale up our businesses or scale up our brand, this is where the M&A we are looking at. Whatever scale. Now, you see, in past, we have taken a 8 years back, a 3 million pound company, then we bought a, we got a 12 million pound, and then last one, we got a 2 million pound. So, you know, it, I mean, it all depends on, you know, what the business is. But somewhere we obviously see that, that we have some kind of an edge, whether it's technology, whether it's brand, whether it's network, channels, or it's product. So yeah, so but anything, vision is quite clear what we want to be, where we want to be, so everything will be in aligned to our vision.
Sure, sure. Thank you, sir, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, before I ask my question, just a clarification. You indicated in the previous participant's question about something like rupees 20 lakhs. So what was the, it was with respect to the ROI of the domestic dealer. So what was this 20 lakh number that you highlighted, sir?
So the 20 lakh number is on total of the cost of a dealer with product displays, furnishing and all, and approximately we look at about 3-year ROI.
Okay, so that is the CapEx part, right? That would exclude the rentals.
No, including, including the rentals.
Including the rentals, including rentals. Okay, thank you. So my question is actually on the B2C side. If I look at it as an outsider, you are spreading too fast and too thin, because you are looking at too many countries apart from India to have your own B2C channel. Some of the countries you mentioned, and I presume you already, you must also have additional countries in your mind which you may be thinking to expand over a period of time. So can you just elaborate on that? Because opening one store in one country or two or three stores in one country may not necessarily help the B2C business, or may not make the business as profitable as you intend to make it. So is this the initial strategy to try out and then have a much more focused approach, or how are you looking at it? If you can elaborate on that.
So I think first clarification, 20 lakh, I think, was a CapEx in the ROI 3-year model, the rent is included. So I just want to clarify that. So one. Number two is-
Rent is including. Rent is included, right?
Rent is not included in the 20 lakhs.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Rent is extra, but in the ROI model, rent is included. We take that cost into account. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is if we are paying the rent. If we are not paying the rent, then we only worry about the ROI, what we are putting the money into the showroom. Okay, anyway, so I think that's clarification. Number two is, on the B2C part, we are not opening. It's not our stores that we're opening on a country. So first, we appointed distributor to distribute our products, and with the distributor, opens up dealers across that area. And out of that, like we or like we opening a franchisee here, they also appoint a franchisee in a foreign country. So that's how it works.
Okay. No, but what I'm saying, so this distributor or the dealer is a multi-brand or is specific to CaratLane in the international market, not in... I'm talking about more about international markets.
So mostly it's a multi, it's a multi, multi-brand. So unless if the company wants to open up an experience center with the partnership of the distributor, that also we explore to do.
Explore, explore. Yeah, explore.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh from DDAS Investment Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I just had three sets of questions. So I'll just go one after the other. So you had a aspiration of 1,000 crore after like 2 years. So what is your aspirational margin? Like, I understand that once you are going to B2C, you might end up having a slightly bigger margin. So I just wanted to get a color on that. How are you thinking about margins in FY25?
See, current levels EBITDA margins are going around 18 to 20%. With the volume expansion, the margin expansion is bound to come. At what level it will come, I honestly don't know. But definitely there will be a margin expansion. So we are looking at it around 20. Around 20 plus. So I think that's point number one. Second is very important. Like, again, I want to say that we've been able to retain, we're not able to pass on all the price benefit to the customer. So that's why we are able to, we are confident that we'll be able to do a 20 plus margin EBITDA moving forward. Yeah.
Right. So I will maybe my second question will clarify why I wanted to ask that. So I just wanted to understand whether you, like, the newer products that you are creating, what is your target audience? Like, is it a more premium segment of the customers? And if it is more premium segment of the customers, then I was guessing that probably since you'd be launching premium products, your margins might expand. That was where I was coming from.
So our brand,
you know, what is the targeted audience?
Yeah, so our product positioning is always premium customers. So we are not going to move away from that.
Okay, understood.
Because we see the future is all going to be premium brand and lifestyle. So that's where the people are going to put in a lot of money, and the brand will only be if you are on that space.
Okay, understood. And couple of more things regarding the same thing. So do you think that, the premium segment of the market might be a bit crowded because there are other brands as well? And if you think so, then what is your, specific strategy to differentiate yourself? And what is, like, your distribution? Like are you trying to separate somewhere in the distribution network? And are you mostly trying to penetrate deep into India, or are you trying to spread across all of the geos? Like, I just wanted to understand your color and to how you strategize in approaching the premium segment of the market.
Yeah, I will just, what I will honestly talk about India, because globally it's a very long topic. Once you want to come to the office, we are free to talk on what you're going to do. But on India, is that the, what is the strategy? What our company have is that we are the only company in India right now who has a complete one-stop solution. That you enter a carousel showroom, you get from sinks to taps to the built-in appliances. You have any service issue that you do by one call any of the carousel products or service. Now, I honestly don't know that the sink, are there any premium brands or no? Not honestly that I know. Built-in appliances, yes, but on kitchen sinks and faucet sides, probably no. So we are a combination of a one-stop solution to a customer to make its life easy. You come to a carousel showroom and you get one of the best quality products. I'm not talking at a cheap price, but at a very competent price. And you have a German engineered technology which is far superior than the rest of the competition. So I think way we do is our trump card is by QuartzSync. So our trump card with the QuartzSync, anybody, because it's so much in demand, people love QuartzSync. So when they come to buy a QuartzSync, they obviously gonna fish on the built-in appliances. Just 5 years back, our built-in appliance was nil. Like, I mean, hardly anything, and now we are about, I think, 40, 50 crores or something. So I think, this is in India, this is becoming a lifestyle thing. The quartz sink is going to be lifestyle. Carousel faucet is going to be lifestyle. The carousel built-in appliance you're going to. So it's going to be a lifestyle statement to have a carousel in your kitchen. So that's where we're going to build our brand.
Oh, got it. Okay, so just a last follow-up to this. So I guess you have already started releasing your products in certain markets. As you already told, you have done, I think, 40 or 50 crores. So do you see that the hypothesis that you described to me, do you see this working out? Like, are you seeing that people are coming to buy quartz, but then they are, you know, spending a bit more and also buying allied kitchen products like your, kitchen microwave or cooktops? Have you seen that thing panning out in your stores?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Have a great journey. Thanks.
Thank you. I think we almost
Thank
done.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact our team or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Carousel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.